Coins was written and presented by Professor Paul Cartledge. The readings were by Jonathan Forbes. Tomorrow night, Dr. Helen Wang of the British Museum ends the series with a look at the development of paper money in China. That's at the same time tomorrow night, 10:45. BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
I am Fiona
Lol Coxhill's version of I Am the Walrus. I've been paying tribute all this week to Lol, who died last month. If you were listening to Tuesday's Late Night Prom, you might have been inspired, as I was, by the Vallenato tradition of Colombia. This song is about a guy who's somewhat worse the wear for a drink or two, and he goes to a friend's house to sleep it off. The singer is Ivan Villazón and the accordionist Saul Lalamond.
La niña Guillo.
abrime la puerta.
Ivan Villazón and Saul Lalamand, and more music from Colombia later on tonight. Now, thanks to a Late Junction fan in Istanbul, who's also a TV producer there, I've got some music to play you by the Tunisian oud player Dafi Youssef and the Estonian pianist Christian Randalu. The idea of that particular television programme, Muzin de Lila, is to get musicians to improvise for visuals. So I was delighted when they sent me something Duffa and Christian had done for them.
حول خمار ليسقي ولكن قال ويل ويل المصلي thank you.
The unmistakable voice and oud playing of Dafa Youssef with pianist Christian Randalou, an improvisation they did for a performance for Turkish television, TRT Turk, hosted by Zeki Çalar Namli. Now back to music recorded at the Radio 3 stage at this year's Latitude Festival. Get the Blessing is a quartet whose music veers between jazz, rock and experimental. They are Jake McMurkey on sax, Pete Judge on trumpet, Jim Barr on bass and Dylan Howe on drums. And this was the very first set on the Radio 3 stage on the Friday night.
Thank you. Unfortunately, in nature, things don't always go to plan, and there are quite a lot of sheep born with 5 legs. But luckily, in Suffolk, there is a rehabilitation programme for sheep with 5 legs. We were asked to write the music for them to dance to rehabilitate. And this is, we'd like to share it with you. Any of you that have 5 legs, please feel free to dance.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The quartet Get the Blessing recorded on the Radio 3 stage at this year's Latitude Festival, and I've got more for you from the festival later on tonight. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
I have studied shell traces on your soft downy head. How different the markings would form if I had fled. I have studied your faces for those terrible eyes, but I find in their place only fathomless sky. Hatchlings, my hatchlings, double-yoked twins, twice born, my darlings, with two sets of skin. Such a cruel little riddle I was set by the fates, to be brought down so low by one thought so great. And I wish, and I wish, till the blood leaves my veins, that the softest of feathers never brought me such.
Emily Portman there, and a song called Hatchlings. It's not every day you get a performance of Stockhausen's Helicopter Quartet, a 1991 commission for string quartet, four helicopter pilots and a vast technical crew. But there's going to be a performance this month by the Elysian Quartet in Birmingham. So is a taster of what's to come. Here's an extract from a recording made a while back by the Arditti String Quartet and the Grasshoppers Show Team.
Thank you.
Quite an extraordinary piece, part of Stockhausen's Helicopter Quartet, in that recording by the Arditti Quartet and the Grasshopper Show Team. And the Elysian Quartet will be performing the piece this month in Birmingham. The Colombian singer Jorge Oñate marked the start of a new chapter in the vallenato tradition of Colombia. Before he came along, the songs were always performed by the instrumentalists, the accordionist or the guitarist. But in the 1970s, the young Oñate just sang and became what you might describe as the first ever proper vallenato singer. This is a song called Pasaje de Sol, a tribute to the beautiful land which gave birth to the music.
Busco la forma para hablarte. Ven y charlemos de cosas que nos traerán recuerdos. Coplas de viejos caminos que enmarcan a mi pueblo. Pueblo de mis cuitas, de realidades que en ti creció. Toda la grandeza de un gran destino que Dios te dio. Pueblo de mis cuitas, de realidades que en ti creció. Toda la grandeza de un gran destino que Dios te dio. Qué bello es el cielo en la tierra mía. Y el paisaje crece, crece en lejanía. Aquel paisaje nació sobre una tarde de sol, y allí el destino marcó el sendero de mi canción. Y desde entonces yo soy romántico y soñador, porque no puedo cambiar la fuerza de mi expresión. Thank you.
Paisaje de Sol, Jorge Oñate there with the accordionist Juancho Ruiz. The tenor Mark Padmore now, and Britten Sinfonia and the poetry of Keats. What a magical combination on this new recording. The poem's called Sleep and Poetry.
What is more gentle than a wind in summer? What is more soothing than a pretty hummer that stays one moment in an open flower and passes cheerily from bough to bough? What is more tranquil than a musk rose blowing in a green island far from all men's knowing? More healthful than the leafiness of days, more secret than a nest of nightingales, more serene than Cordelia's countenance. More full of visions than I romance. What but thee? Soft closer of our eyes. O mother of tender lullabies, night hoverer around our happy pillows, breather of poppy buds and weeping. Silent entangler of our beauty's tresses, most happy, happy listener, when the cheerful eyes that glance so brightly at the new sunrise. Thank you.
Roland Kirk from 1964, I Talk with the Spirits, Walter Perkins there on steel drum. And they followed Benjamin Britten's setting of Keats, performed by Mark Padmore and the Britten Sinfonia on that new recording. I played you a track from Don Cherry's Organic Music Society last week, available for the first time now on CD. This track was recorded in Copenhagen in 1972 and features Nana Vasconcelos on vocals and berimbau. This is the North Brazilian ceremonial hymn.
Oh.
Don Cherry's North Brazilian Ceremonial Hymn from an album out for the first time on CD, Organic Music Society. Now back to the Radio 3 stage at the Latitude Festival last month, and the first band on stage on the Saturday were Trio Teque, two Cypriot musicians and one Anglo-Chilean, Antonis Antonio playing tsuras and vocals, Lefteris Muntis on guitar and vocals, and Colin Somerville on double bass. They were actually playing at Larmatree the following day, but they made a special detour to Suffolk to appear on the Lake Junction stage. And they began their set with a song called Fraco Siriani.
Thank you. you. That was Franco Siriani, French woman from Syria, Syros, the island. That's what's translated.
This song is called Mojo. So if you feel like you have mojo, then let's see a bit of dancing for this one.
άρεσες για μένα τον καημένο. Ζήσαμε μαζί τρία χρονάκια, με άφησες με δυο μικρά παιδάκια. Ζήσαμε μαζί τρία χρονάκια, με άφησες με δυο μικρά παιδάκια.
Πολύ.
And by the sounds of it, Trio Take made everyone dance in front of the Radio 3 stage at the Latitude Festival last month. I caught the Ethiopian band, the Kra Collective, in Dartington in June at the excellent Home Festival. It was very late when they played. It was raining heavily, but they made everyone dance too and smile. So it's a nice way to end Late Junction. In fact, my last programme until September. Though maybe I'll see you at the Shrewsbury Folk Festival or at Punk Festival, curated by Brian Eno, or indeed at Ultima. Tune into World on 3 tomorrow for highlights from WOMAD, and Jazz on 3 on Monday includes music performed by the Norwegian saxophonist Marius Neset. Nick Luscombe takes my place next month. Until the next time, a very good night.
Viragore,
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 viragore.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Another visit now to the 2010 Chopin and his Europe Music Festival in Warsaw. And if the word celebrity has become devalued of late, this is a celebrity with a capital C concert. Pianist Marta Argerich and cellist Misha Majski, in pieces by those two contemporaries, Chopin and Schumann, and two composers, Chopin-influenced, Grieg and Debussy. This cello sonata of Debussy's is from 1915. Pierrot Angry with the Moon was the subtitle Debussy once thought of giving the sonata. And there are quite a few elements of the harlequin in the piece, not least the sonata's unpredictable and often sudden alternations of the glad and the sad.
Thank you.
Debussy's Cello Sonata. So much seems to happen in that piece in so short a space of time, doesn't it? The players are pianist Marta Argerich and cellist Misha Majski at the 2010 Chopin and His Europe Music Festival in Warsaw. Robert Schumann from them now. Towards the end of his life, Schumann experimented with various forms of instrumental duos with piano. The year 1849 saw quite a few of them, including this, Adagio and Allegro for either horn or cello.
Thank you.